Sunday's edition of 812 Live. It is 33 minutes past 8 p.m. Happy Sunday to you. Well, my name is Najia Sunny, and I'll be with you till midnight. Well, today is a very special edition of 812 Live on a Sunday, because usually we do not have any guests, but today we've got a very special guest. He is none other than Dr. S. Venga, the founder of Ventrax Management. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Very good, thanks.
Very nice to have you here with us. Well, we're going to start with just, a few simple questions, because this is about time management, and you're known to be the time management guru. And probably I could start with something that is very near and dear to us, knowing that we live in the 21st century and it is 2012. So we're always holding our gadgets. We depend on gadgets every single day. So how far can a device or a tool help someone in managing their time?
Of course it can help. Mm-hmm. The tools are there. But depends on what tools you use it for, what purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has got a handphone or, you know, gadgets, and some people even have two telephones. No?
Mm-hmm.
But all these are tools that must be used for the right purpose.
Right.
If the tools are not used properly,
mm-hmm.
Can a tool manage your thinking? You can't.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're thinking, you can use the tool to put it down in a key in the words or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Tools definitely can help, but you need to use the proper tools for the proper things that you use. You can't use a tool for everything. The same tool cannot be used for everything. In
mm-hmm.
time management,
mm-hmm.
the problem is we're trying to manage our mind.
Right.
And in managing your mind, no tools can manage the mind. The mind is such a powerful thing. Eh?
Mm.
And that's why people, you can schedule. A gadget is very good to schedule your appointments, can remind you and all that.
Uh-huh.
But is that time management? No, it's not. It's a schedule.
Mm.
It's just a schedule, and you use a schedule for that. And sometimes you, although the device tells you, no, it's time to go, mm. but you have to do something else. And sometimes you forget. Although you key in something in the gadget, and the gadget reminds you and it's too late already. That
mm.
can happen.
Mm.
So it depends on that. You must use proper tools, proper thing, you know.
Mm. It's just like the alarm when it tells you to wake up, but still if you put it on snooze, you will still go to bed
that's
and
a very
end
good,
up, yeah. you know, being late for your meeting.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And for a person like you, you have your own company, and you give up talks about time management. You must be really busy man. But do people need someone to manage their time? For example, a secretary, or someone to PA, just to help them.
Actually, a lot of people misunderstand personal assistants.
Mm.
A personal assistant is someone who actually does your job. There are jobs that you do and the job that he or she who's a PA can do.
Mm.
A lot of PA end up running companies eventually because they learn from their boss how to manage a company.
Right.
See, you need a, I also have a PA,
uh-huh.
but there are many, many things that I shouldn't be doing.
Okay.
Once I delegate that, then she will do it. As an example, I have things to follow up with people mm-hmm. around the world. So I give her the entire piece of things that has to be followed up. She can write to them and on my behalf or on her own behalf. She acts like me. In a lot of ways, she acts like me.
Mm-hmm.
Have that be that. Venga wants that and Venga wants this. And people deliver it to her. And then she'll read it and maybe edit it and tell me. And so a PA is to assist your job. Each one of us have a limited time.
Mm.
Within that limited time, you must do the things that you are good at.
Right.
And those that can be done by someone else, that you must delegate away. A PA is a very good person to have, provided she acts like you.
Mm.
But not necessarily take action the way you would have taken,
uh-huh.
But rather to follow that up. That's why a PA is very good to have,
mm.
if you can afford it. A good PA...
Mm.
Must be someone who can assist you all the way in your job, in your whatever you need to do, no?
So if you're at the top management, it is quite essential to have, you know, PA or a secretary.
Absolutely.
But you have to be in the same circle. You have to have the same parameter so that you would actually gauge your time management and also your interest. But and obviously, the boss would have to know how to delegate at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, the thinking, level of thinking must be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Action taken will be different.
Uh-huh.
I can instruct somebody to do something and say, my secretary, Celine, she will follow up on that, okay? And that means she can do things to follow up to see whether it's done or not.
Mm-hmm.
But she cannot take a decision on something that she's not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, she will learn how to take decision based on the way I'm doing it. No?
Mm-hmm.
And there will always be risk. Sometimes an action could be taken by her, and that could, of course, be a wrong one too. It can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But a well-trained personal assistant is someone who knows her or his the capability and will never ever exceed that capability.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is important. Okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of people use secretaries and personal assistant as a dumping ground, meaning that everything, you know, you dump and then
at the end of the day, you have no responsibility.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Accountability, responsibility. At the same time, like, you know, I believe this very much, okay? For a PA to work very well and manage you, you need to tell her exactly what your thoughts are and how do you want it to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, just telling her to do something, and then that may not be a very good idea to have.
So have guidelines and follow through.
True.
Now, our main topic for today would actually be bad time management leads to stress.
Yes.
But a lot of people, especially, I guess, people in my generation, I guess, they believe that time management is, it is in essence very, very stressful because you will end up being a rigid person. How far is this true? Because people find it equally stressful to put themselves in a rigid system in their daily lives. You know, for example, you have to wake up at a certain time and, you know, you have to make sure that you get things done by this date. So it doesn't make you less of a human being if you are a believer in time management system.
Well, that is the direct opposite of time management. You know, when you have to wake up at a certain time and do things rigidly, that is not time management at all. That is restricting yourself for growth, you know. Time management should be very flexible and should be able to help you. No one single person in the world will manage time the way another person does.
Right.
It depends on the person, his work, his ability, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But to put it very simply, you know,
uh-huh.
when it becomes a rigid thing,
uh-huh.
then you got a problem. Because then you are stressed out because of the rigidness.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing that we all must remember is that for us to grow in this world of ours today,
mm-hmm.
we need to constantly update ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I use a word, you need to change to survive.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to survive, you must have the ability to change, to adapt to the situation we are in.
Right.
So because of that reason, time management cannot be a rigid process. It must be a flexible process.
Okay.
Get up whatever time you like. Not necessary that you must get up at 6 in the morning. That's not necessary at all.
Mm-hmm.
Or I must go to the gym at 8 o'clock. No need.
Mm-hmm.
But use it. You must balance it. The thing is, stress, we are all stressed at work, at life, at home, mother, father, children, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
But those stress need to be managed. The when you can't manage those things that you got to do,
mm-hmm.
and then stress sets in,
mm-hmm.
and then you look at your time, and then you have no more time left, that's a problem. See, stress is a physiological.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the body, the mind, and the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And his performance,
yeah.
it's not so good if he's stressed out.
Yes.
So, an interpretation of stress, each person interprets it differently. You ask someone to say, give me a definition of stress, I'll tell you, you'll get billions of different versions of what is stress is.
Mm.
There's no one answer to that. But on the other hand, time, you know, is a measurable quantity.
Mm.
You have 24 hours and that's it. Within that hours, you got to perform. So, when people are stressed, it affects time.
Mm.
and people can't manage what they're doing, affects stress. So it's a kind of a thing that comes on, and you can't manage it. So you must find the right balance. That's important.
And how do you think, you know, productivity is related to time management?
Okay, productivity is like this, okay? What can you do in 1 hour? Okay, all of us must remember, as you said just now rightly, there are certain things that you're good at. If you have a personal assistant, then those things that can be done routinely can be taken over by her and get it done. So you become more productive in looking into areas in which you can do more within the same hours and do it better. And for you to do better, you need to think through. So you need time to think through and do better. So all of us must do better. What we did yesterday was history. Tomorrow, nobody knows. The present today. Today, we must be able to do something better than what we did yesterday. So constantly, you need to improve yourself in the way you produce it. So productivity means very simple. Whatever you can do in 10 minutes, can you do it in less than 10 minutes the second time you do it? Suppose you take 30 minutes to do something. The next time you do it, can you do it by 29 minutes? That's how you improve your own productivity. But if you keep doing it and then you are taking longer time to do it, then
something is wrong
somewhere.
We do have a few questions from our listeners for you. I'm going to take a short music break. When we come back, we're going to go deeper into time management. If you just join us, we've been talking to Dr. S. Vanga, a time management guru. This is 8:12 Live right here on Bernama Radio 24.
In the sun we found to be reflections of a sound. I know it's been far too long, stormy weather, my unrested hope won't trip forever, like a memory. I need time.
Share reflections of the sound right here on 812 Live. This is Bernama Radio 24. Happy Sunday to you. Well, we are still with Dr. S. Vanga, time management guru. Well, we have asked him a few questions. If you just join us, it's not too late for you to send in your questions to us. Do drop me an email and send it to najiha@radio24.com.my. And looks like this listener who has been listening to us for the past 15 minutes, his name is Hakim. He wants to ask you, Dr. Vanga. It says, have we ever been late for a meeting?
Hakim?
Yes.
Good evening, Hakim. I try not to.
Mm-hmm.
In all my life, I'm 73 years old, I have always tried not to be late for any meeting whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Take an example like me today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to meet this young lady at 8:30. I was here at 7:15.
Yes.
Is that wasting time? No, it's not. You should try to at least, because when you arrive at an appointment, and if you are late, you're not composed.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you will not be very productive.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, Hakim, you must try. Always try to arrive there at least some 10 to 15 minutes before that appointment.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not time management, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a discipline.
Mm-hmm. And there's another listener who wants to know, what is the right age to teach kids about time management?
Okay. I run a program. In fact, my team runs a program
mm-hmm.
for children from the age of 6 onward.
6 years old.
Yeah, 6 mm-hmm. years old. We have just run a school, 150 children were put through this program,
mm-hmm.
and their parents also were involved in it, and they all said they, at least the awareness was created that what time to do homework, what time to play. So I would say that at the age of 6, you should already start talking to them, at least teaching them how to manage their time a little better.
Mm.
As an example, when you sit for dinner, you sit together for a dinner with your family and all that. Huh? At that point in the table dinner, talking about what work they did and how they did it, and you can probably sit down after the dinner when you clean up the table and all that. Sit down and say, okay, what are you trying to do tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I, as a dad or I, as a mom, will sit down and say, okay, tomorrow I must go to office at 8. I've got to get this done and get that done. You write a few things down. The kids will automatically look at it and say, hey, that is a good thing, and they will learn it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
My view has always been teach them when they are young,
mm-hmm.
so that then they don't say when they are much older, say, oh, I wish I had done that before.
Mm.
That's my view. And
mm-hmm.
I think we should teach them very young. Our program is very successful with children.
Mm.
We run this, got people are qualified in this area of children psychology, and they work with me, and then they make children really productive. I have 4 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are very good time managers.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it very
well. I won't be surprised. Well, do you think it's easier to instill time management skills in children compared to adults?
Children easier to learn. Very quickly they can pick up something, and then if it is useful for them, they will keep on doing it.
Mm.
Adults, on the other hand, have gone through different type of skill they have learned, and the demands are different.
Mm-hmm.
An adult will take a little bit longer for them to learn the skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a question of changing mind or being stubborn or unable to learn at all, but it's a question of skill.
Mm-hmm.
That skill need to be done. See, the reason is because of this. What are you trying to manage? You are trying to manage the way you are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you want to do something new, you have to use your conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
As we get older and older and older, we use less and less of our conscious mind,
mm-hmm.
and use more and more of our unconscious mind. Children, when they are young, until the age of 16, they're very conscious of everything they do. What they do is they learn new things and they drop it and learn a new thing. That's why you find them all the time learning new things as they go along,
mm-hmm.
until the age of 16. And after that, they slow down their learning. And as you grow older and older, our unconscious mind is greater, our conscious mind becomes very less.
Mm.
And that's where the problem is. Older you are, you know, you don't use your conscious mind, you use your unconscious mind.
Because you keep repeating things,
yes,
and you
right.
go on, you know,
right.
everything on a daily basis is more or less the same.
Right.
Now, we're still talking about bad management leads to stress. Now, you're a founder of Vantrax Management, and Vantrax Management is a leader in practical training and also business management. And you have offices in Singapore, in KL, and how do you deal with the, you know, the whole being the leader of time management skills? You know, because you lead by example. So personally, how do you go about doing that?
Well, first of all, I have done this way. I normally spend at least 10 years developing people that work with me. And when they work with you, you teach them all what you know. But there comes a certain point in which they must themselves use that skill and become better.
Mm.
And then when you give them responsibility, then they are able to execute that responsibility.
Mm.
And usually people work with you when you are willing to teach them, they are willing to learn. And that's a combination. And ownership is theirs already.
Mm.
So I have this incredible way. People work with me for a long years, 26 years. I started this operation 26 years ago. There are people working with me still who have been with me for 26 years.
Wow, that is indeed very amazing. Now, a caller of ours, a listener of ours by the name of Anand from Chiraz, he said, time management for me equals to sleeping lesser, but when I sleep lesser, I have headaches and eventually I'm stressed. So I have work versus the time and also versus sleep scenario. So it's, you know, getting lesser sleep one of the techniques of time management, or is it the wrong technique?
It is wrong, very wrong. I don't know how old you are, Anand, but I would say like that. An individual, a human being, needs approximately 6 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime at the maximum of 7 hours. Now, if you don't get this 6 to 7 hours of sleep every single day,
mm.
and you try to compromise on that, you will be a very bad time manager.
Mm.
Because when you sleep, what happens is that your brain actually repairs the damages that you have done for the body,
mm-hmm.
the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not fully recovered and then you damage it further, it'll become worse. So the first thing to learn is I must have a complete rest of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then to find out, okay, what is the balance of time? I calculate this way. There are 16 hours a day. I know there are 24 hours, but 8 of those hours you need to sleep and wash and clean.
Mm.
That 8 hours a day you cannot compromise on. You
mm.
need to sleep, you need to have your own time, and you need to do the things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
The 16 hours that is left behind, you can never ever be 100% productive in the 16 hours.
Mm.
It's an impossible task. Of that 16 hours, you've got to have 4 hours in which you can do your very best, do your best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes down. The next 4 hours, maybe less, maybe 50% of what you can do. Another 4 hours, maybe less than that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it continues like that. The first thing is, you must ask yourself, I'm doing some work. This work I've done, it takes me an hour.
Mm-hmm.
How can I find a way to do the same work in 50 minutes
mm-hmm.
or 55 minutes? Okay, and give the same, if not better, quality.
Mm-hmm.
In all my experiments, I found out one thing. The moment you reduce time, the quality improves. So if you can catch good sleep, that means your brain will be refreshed and it will think better
mm-hmm.
and help you succeed. If you put too much stress on your brain or on your conscious brain and you don't sleep very well, that's very bad.
Mm-hmm.
It will lead you to other kinds of mental and medical problems.
Mm.
I assure you that. Okay.
And if you are interested in asking Dr. Vanga any questions regarding time management, please do drop me an email at najiha@radio24.com.my. Dr. Vanga will be with us every Sunday, 8:30 p.m. right here on Bernama Radio 24, 8:12 live. Looks like we have to say goodbye because we'll be heading for the news at 9 p.m. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanga, for being with us. And you'll be back next week,
exactly.
Yeah?
Next week.
And, well, I've got more questions for you. Well, I guess I have to put it for next week.
Please.
And once again, thank you so much for being with us. And it was nice to have you on this show, Dr. S. Vanga, Time Management Guru. This is 8:12 Live on Bernama Radio 24.
Thank you, Lam Chia.